We just want you to be that.
Okay. Alright. It fixed it now. Okay. So, I'm going to give my quick couple takes about what's happening next Thursday. At the Social Club at the Come and Go Theater. Okay, so there's the old firehouse that's there on the corner of what is Mulberry and
Mulberry.
Yeah. Okay, that's Mulberry, right? Okay. So if you keep going south on Mulberry, it's kind of under that little viaduct right there. There's the Come and Go Theater. Okay. What is it?
I know Mulberry.
Yeah, South of 9. Okay?
You can't go very south
on Mulberry. Yeah. So if you end up going up and over the viaduct, you'll have to come back around. So when you're heading down 9, you got to head a little bit just to the left of that viaduct, and you end up kind of going back. Now, there's the parking ramps that are you're going to see right there to your left. And it's, even though it's marked that it's for, I can't remember, for, is it Wells Fargo? I can't remember. It's some, you know, bank or insurance company. It says you can't, you can see something like that. You can park in there after 5 o'clock or 2. Okay? So you don't have to search for street parking, all kinds of stuff. Instead, right there, let's just walk across the street to the Congo Theater. We are down in what's called the basement. It's the lower level of the theater. Okay? Now, we can arrive anytime between 5:30 and 6:30 if we want to do a run through. So my question to you is, if I were to ask for a slot somewhere in between 5:30 and 6:30, would we be able to get there that early, a week from this Thursday?
Yes.
So can I say that we're in there ready to go at 6? Is that possible? Yes?
Yes.
Next Thursday, 6 o'clock. Okay? Let us wear just our sort of casual sort of thing. It's our black polo shirt and khakis like we normally do. Okay, let's all be in that attire. How about? Okay? So 6 o'clock, we are there. You will get a wristband for 50% off drinks. But of course, you can't stay in liquor. So probably won't get much use out of that band. Get in quick, guys. But remember, you're going to drag you to church after this. Okay. So you've got to either fourth or fifth in the program. There is a piano that's there, so we'll just go in, we'll sing. He said it's very laid back, it's informal, there's sort of banter in between the stuff, so don't fret about. Okay, this isn't the same kind of thing like contest. We don't have to, like, all walk on stage in an order. Okay, this is just kind of, we're mingling, and there's people drinking and having a good time, and we're just asked to come on. Okay? Now, we do want to get into a good formation so that we have a good time, but I don't want you to fret about crazy details, because this is not that kind of gig. This is very laid back, and the crowd is just having a good time sort of gig, and then they all shut up and sing and perform on, you know, on the radio kind of thing. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, what questions might you have? Yes?
The parking you were referring to is from the south side of the ramp, not the Mulberry side of the ramp.
Correct. Okay. So, if you, like I said, when you get to, when you're coming down the night, you'll cross Mulberry, go to the left of the viaduct, down to the lower left, and then it's just right there around the corner to you.
That's Cherry Street. 901 Cherry Street.
Yeah. Perfect.
Can I ask a favor? Yes. What you just told us, email us, please.
I will sure try to do that.
And of course, we're talking about this Thursday night.
Yeah, not this Thursday this week. So we still have Monday night at church that we're going to, you know, obviously run this song and a whole bunch of others. But we'll still have another rehearsal in us before we get to Thursday. Okay.
Are we just doing one song?
Just one song, that's it. Yeah. For the radio gig, yeah. Okay?
Nope.
And then we're going to
go to the church.
And then after we go to church, we have the other dress rehearsal now. That has a whole bunch of other stuff. Okay? Yeah, the dress rehearsal, they're going to probably just kind of do their own thing and run through their stuff, and we'll get there as soon as we can. We do the run through. Brian will be with us. Actually, Brian's not playing with Kamakama Manuel. I'm sure all from the other group is playing that particular song. But we have the cellist with us Monday night, not the Thursday. And then he's with us for our performance. Cool? Okay. All right. Paul Virgilio plays with the symphony. I've done a couple shows and other things with him before, so he's our cellist. He's a great guy. Brian is with us Monday, Thursday, both times on Thursday. Okay? Okay. Thank you for hanging about and playing that. It allowed me to conduct and get out from behind the piano. Okay, out of business, Mike. You're done, Brian.
All right, any removal? You have one removal?
23rd year of service. Corey Henson.
KPCI, and then you're here at 10, and then a week from tomorrow, Brent's going to be on Matt and Bonnie promoting the Christmas thing. So, and then we're going to be advertising on WHO TV.
Thank you,
and Saturday morning. So, and that's all freebies. Let me thank Golden Oli, and thank you, Brent. So, and my. And he said, you're at 7:30, so what station is that? 10:40
here.
10:40 here. Okay. 10:40 here. We're going to be here at 7:30, so you might
not
be right at
7:30.
You know how Santa Bonnie are. They put out a
kind of fun.
That's AM,
right? AM.
That's
AM, though. AM.
That's AM.
Yep.
That's AM.
Anything else in the good of the cause?
I have something. I talked to Paul Lundberg, and he's not doing very well, and he said he's probably not going to renew his membership. It's really hard for him to get around. But I've got a card, and if we'd all like to sign that.
Okay. 7 o'clock, Church together.
Yes.
7 o'clock.
Good. Monday night at West Des Moines Fishing.
Yes. And this evening we had a little snafu. Tristan was looking for a ride in tonight. I wasn't available at that board meeting, and Tori was there, and I see he's not here, so he did not get a ride. So is there anybody else that would be willing to stop and pick him up? He lives right on the corner of ML King and I-235 on those apartments with the clock tower.
Mm-hmm.
He lives right there. And so if anybody else is interested in helping, let us know. Tristan usually calls either I or Corey first, so we drive right by there.
Yeah.
But he loves to sing. He needs to get here, just can't drive.
You're just a horrible person.
I know.
I can do it next Monday.
Okay, you got something there?
I just wanted to remind everybody, tickets, of course, are available online. $20 for adults, $10 for students, nothing for 5 and under. And as of tonight at 5 o'clock, 71 tickets sold for the 2 p.m. show, 33 for the 7 p.m. So we got a ways to go. If you have problems, if you want any tickets or something, I've got some tickets for some guys that have called me. I can do that. I can get them printed out and bring them to you, or have them be a will call or whatever. But anyway, I'm going to send another blast out to Mandini this week. I think about mid this week. What do you think? Do you think that's early, later in the week?
Or
Thursday or something like that. But you know, some of you already saw the last one that I did a couple weeks ago, something like that. Maybe something like that. So any questions for you?
Yeah. Friday, we've got the show down at Java Joe's, if anybody wants to come. 7 o'clock, 7 to 9, $10. Three quartets.
Scott, anything on our contest?
It's still February 14th.
Okay, Zach, how to forward your information? What time do you like to start?
Tonight. 10:05, everybody. Monday night, next Monday. Don't come here. Go to West Des Moines Christian Church. Right? Okay? Be comfy. It's going to be a long night. First night we throw it all together. There'll be people that'll be tense. Some people don't like change and, figuring things out that are new, and it brings some anxiety to some people. We're just going to be throwing all the punches, right? Okay? We know that there are going to be things that you're going to have questions about, things that are going to need to be figured out. That's just part of the dress rehearsal. Okay? That's normal, okay? So don't let that get into your psyche, though, and cause us to do weird things vocally. Then Thursday, that's when we go downtown, 6 o'clock. Wear your khakis and your black shirty things, right? Okay? Shirty things, right? We sing there, and then we go back to the church, and we do our second dress rehearsal on Thursday. Okay? Then, What was that?
Are we going to work with the script Monday?
Yes. Jackie Schmillen from KCWI is our sort of celebrity host narrator person, so she will be there to have some fun. She can't wait. She's excited about it. She loves music and theater. She loves a lot of stuff at the Playhouse and is a big supporter of all things Fine Arts and MLB. To my knowledge, probably her first involvement with this group. So let's put our best foot forward, and maybe we'll have more opportunities to sing on Mickey in the future. Okay? Yeah, that's what. Okay? Then, for the actual show, we're wearing our black, same thing that we did for contests. So, tuxes, black shirt, blue tie, pocket pool, all that kind of stuff. Okay? Same thing. I'm working on a tux for you, but you will need to get your bow, your tie in the pocket pool. Okay? So, we'll get you one by next week. And we don't have to dress up for the Monday night. Just be coming. Okay? We're not dressing up for Monday night. The jury's out on what we probably won't change into our taxes after the coming to a gig, right? Okay, so that's okay. The ladies may be in there fine to do anything. We're just going to be in our lectures. Okay? All right. Any other questions? Yes, Ed?
No, it occurs to me as I listened to the tape last week and I couldn't be here. I had family coming and going. Is it? Don't listen to the tracks anymore.
Yeah.
I think that may be part of the problem. So I've had it in my car, and then I went to
listen to the rehearsal stuff, not to the performance track, right? Okay? And then this, we just made this decision when we were in the board meeting, but we do the performance on the 8th, then the 10th, that's when we do our annual sort of get-together and thing at the machine shed, right, our annual dinner.
Yeah.
We do nothing on the 17th. We do nothing on the 24th and nothing on the 31st. We get 3 weeks off after our annual dinner. Mm-hmm. And then we come back in January ready to go. Okay, now, there may be things that board or committees are doing maybe in those slots, but in terms of everyone needs to come, no. You earn yourself a little time off after contest and preparing for Christmas, and that'll get you through the holidays.
So this is your last time in this building this year, so don't leave your water bottle here.
Hey! Thanks, Jim. That is good advice. Okay. Any other questions for the good of the group? Yes, Paul, Wonder's card up here if you need it. Sign it. Kind of.